chain. Take a picture you could never recreate. Got a song, make a note. Pull it up,
that's right. That's right. You hear that offbeat clapping? That's me. My name's Justin Cross, and this is Sarcastic News Live. Guys, I'm here. We have a very, it's a special show. We've got Ocelot Robot in the house tonight. Culver City's own. Culver City's own. They have a big CD coming out, so we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But we, if you don't watch the show much or listen to the show, we're coming at you live. Not dead, but live from the Skid Row Studios in the heart of LA's complimentary used needle district. And we got a, this is a big show. Like I said, a big, large show. Our guest, LA rock band Ocelot Robot. Also, with me, as usual, right here in the rat cage, Jake the Snake Cranny. Snake, how are you feeling tonight?
I don't like to go out on limbs, Justin. You know this, but I'm going to go out on one tonight. I'm going out on a limb.
This is going to be our what show?
I'm pumped. I'm really pumped. I feel like tonight might be one of our top 36 to 38 shows in that range.
Pretty good.
In that range.
You flirt.
That's being hopeful.
All right. We've done 21 shows, so it's like coffee. He's leaving a little, you know, space for cream.
Set that bar low.
Yeah.
Cream.
Oh, man. The best, I like these guys because they're a fun group. And I know they're a fun group because we couldn't get up the elevator 5 minutes ago. And I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like freaking out a little bit. And they're just cool. They're just cool as a cucumber.
We were actually down there for 30 minutes.
Yeah. Just the beer helped.
Just six guys in an elevator.
Well, it's good that we had that blow down there and the green room. They're hopped up.
We thought it was part of the show.
And Mindy working the technical.
I'm here.
In the back. And Mindy, tell us about, you've got a show coming up.
I do. My band Dangerously Sleazy has a show tomorrow night. Thursday at the Redwood in downtown LA. If you guys are into super punk rock, hard hitting drums,
Dangerously
I fucking
sleazy.
Shred.
are you gonna shred beef?
I do that before. That's how I can be so fast at drums. Okay. I have lots of shredding experience.
A lot of practice. Oh, Jesus.
Shred beef?
Yeah, that's apparently.
I shred my beef a lot.
We
need to get into that for the third straight week.
I'm going to use that tomorrow.
Term for female masturbation. So, and also calling in here, Kareem the Dream Maddox. Kareem is our social media guru, and he's going to be calling in a little while. They call him the Dream, by the way, because the majority, you guys, he's not here tonight, but the majority of the show, he's usually passed out. He's usually sleeping. So, but I'm very excited to have Ocelot here, and it's going to be an electric show. Electric, it's going to be like boogie, woogie, woogie, electric right here. And we got Ocelots, we got Snakes. PETA would approve of this show. So, but I want to get right.
Unless they eat me.
Yeah, well. No, I don't.
It's animal cruelty.
Unless they're from Florida, they're not going to eat a snake.
A shorthand nickname is for you is Snakes.
Yeah. Snakes on a plane. Snakes on a goddamn plane.
Why did it have to be Snakes?
And we're going to get right down to it. The big story of the week, folks. Everyone's been talking about it. NFL wide receiver Jacoby Jones was involved in a fight on a party bus and was hit over the head, get this, with a champagne bottle by a stripper. Head coach John Harbaugh commented, "I always tell the guys nothing good happens after midnight," adding, "except when you're in the Harbaugh household." Then he stared off into space, nodding his head with a creepy grin. on to more serious news, though. I ran a 5K last week. No, I'm just kidding.
So far away.
Talking about Iran, the country, everyone's new favorite Iranian leader, Hassan Rouhani, said this week that the Holocaust did in fact happen, and his regime condemns the horrific event. Adding, by the way, too soon? No. Rouhani also said he intends to bring peace and friendship from Iranians to Americans. Now, this is a far cry from his predecessor, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, who believed the Holocaust to be a myth. Ahmadinejad also reportedly believed that evolution to be that it was a fallacy, and as a result, SpongeBob SquarePants to be a blasphemous and radical program that, if possible, he would, quote, bomb the shit out of. So.
Don't you like having us all in here? Because
it's
lots
awesome.
Of laughter.
No, it's awesome. And I don't know if you guys are faking it, but I don't care. It's just keep going. Like I said, the drugs help. And what is being called the biggest waste of time since season 9 of Two and a Half Men Texas Senator Texas Senator Ted Cruz finally finished his verbal assault on Obamacare on the Senate floor Wednesday. Cruz talked for 21 straight hours, and failed to win over senators from either party. Cruz has vaulted himself into as a prominent figure in just 9 months in office. Conservatives are applauding his rogue status, calling him the Cruz missile and also Cruz control, while Democrats see the new senator as a reckless and foolish person, calling him names like Booze Cruz and simply douchebag. Now, in his 21-hour performance, Cruz said he has learned that defying party leaders is, quote, liberating, and that his long evening involved sometimes pain and sometimes fatigue. Adding, man, it's a good thing I'm a senator and can receive the best health care in the world for all this pain and fatigue. I mean, it would really suck if I was 10 years older and came down with a real health care issue but didn't have adequate benefits because companies would rather hire cheaper, more inexperienced labor as it would reduce health care provider costs and general overhead. I mean, if that was the case, then initiatives put through in Obamacare would actually benefit me. Adding, but you know, like George Carlin says, you ever notice that your shit is stuff and other people's stuff is shit?
I love the lengthy ones.
But who really wants to discuss how Ted Cruz is a massive cockblock to the nation's government continuing to operate this past week? Doogie Howser, I mean, he hosted the Emmys, and Breaking Bad was declared the greatest show ever. I don't know if you guys caught the Emmys, but the highlights of the broadcast included the Colbert Report taking home an Emmy, Sarah Silverman danced with Neil Patrick Harris, and Elton John played the piano wearing a sparkly curtain from a Las Vegas casino. I don't know if you guys saw that. I guess not. It's good to know that with all the struggles in certain parts of the country, we can still get our richest celebrities together, dress them up in outrageously expensive dresses they'll only wear once, and then let them give each other symbolic rusty trombones. So glad we still got that. Again, my name is Justin Cross. I actually never think I said my name. I was going to open up, hey, my name's Ellen, because I look like her. But my name's Justin Cross.
I like him.
You're listening to Sarcastic News Live. We've got Ocelot Robot in the house. We're going to talk to them more in just a few minutes. Now, we want you guys to call in. We've got a fun game coming up next. We've also got we've got the band in house. So if you want to ask them a question, call in 800-893-9562. That's 800-893-9562. And Snake, are you guys ready? We're gonna do a little a song as we go to break here, or
believe they're prepared yet, but I have prepared some intimate music while we
okay,
get them set.
Now let's before we get going, what's the new? Okay, tell us about the new CD, guys. What's it called?
It's actually only CD. It's not digital. They're just going straight classic CD.
Like 8-track as well, actually.
Yeah.
New record's cassette. Called, I guess record. We'll go with record. It's called Otheldo.
Okay.
And it comes out tomorrow. Which made me wonder if it's already out in some parts of the world, like somewhere in the Atlantic Ocean or something. Like, they've already got it.
Tom Hanks already got it,
right?
The Kiwis love it, for sure.
Yeah, man. It comes out tomorrow, 3 years in the making. We can't wait, man. We got a big release show tomorrow night.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's an A right there. We got Mark, David, Nate, and Jeff in the house, and we're going to be talking with them more. Going to break here. Who do we have, Snake?
We've got Ocelot Robot.
Oh, Ocelot Robot!
Brand new song, Back to Buffalo.
Stay with us here on Sarcastic News Live.
Well done. Comes easy, but it's always easy. Go. Oh, oh, oh. This is what you want. Night. comes easy, but it's always easy. Go, oh, oh, oh. This is what you wanted. Oh, oh, oh. You can always go back home. Oh, oh, oh. Give me back my jacket. Oh, oh, oh. Go back to Buffalo.
That's Back to Buffalo by Ocelot Robot, our special guest here tonight. And I like that song, man. That's good. Wait, now, who's from? Is anybody from Buffalo? Or
absolutely not.
It's a metaphor for chocolate.
Okay. Okay.
No personal connection whatsoever.
Okay. I'll take that. Now, we were talking during the break. They were noticing, we were talking about the studio. I love the studio here in the Rat Cage. And I was telling them that there's a show that comes after us, a sex show called Intellectual Kink, and I think it was that show where the girl got fisted. There was actually a girl who got fisted over in the corner.
Yeah, right? That corner over there by the drummer guy, Jeff. Like, I believe you're in the fisting corner.
Fisting corner.
That's unfortunate.
Oh, or the fisting corner of the table, because it happened on that table.
Was this, was this a guy and a girl, or just a girl? Or
two girls.
Well, I guess not just
I've put my food on the corner of that table.
Oh, it must taste delicious.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
I wonder why I got sick last week.
Good segue in.
I clean the table every once in a while.
And I wonder why the Ted Cruz joke didn't go over well.
Who's Ted Cruz?
Yeah, exactly. Until he starts tapping his foot in a Minnesota restroom, then
nobody will know.
Exactly. We got a fun game here, Jake the Snake. Go ahead and take it away. I think Ocelot's going to play with us.
Ocelot Robot's going to play as a team against Justin Cross.
Oh, and we got Kareem, right? Is Kareem on the line? Kareem the Dream. Kareem?
Hi, is this the Joe Rogan podcast?
No, not the Joe Rogan podcast, definitely, but you can think we are.
Justin, buddy, it's Fred the Hammer. How you doing, man?
Oh, Fred the Hammer Ortiz. Okay, all right. I like it.
I must have dialed the wrong number. My mistake. He did. He records the podcast tonight too. Sorry.
Oh no! I love it. We always get mixed up with Joe. So no.
Radio programming, right?
That's it's a common theme, man. Hey, there, this is Fred. He's a good friend of mine. He's down in Fred. You're in where?
California.
That's right. Now, what are you doing right now? It sounds like you're in a closet, maybe, or
crawl space, perhaps.
Possibly. I do live in a closet, actually. That's how I can afford to work where I work. You know where I work. I don't make that much money.
No. What do you, I just want to know, do you want to comment any, you know, on the, I know that you're a big football fan. Do you want to comment on the Jacoby Jones, you know, party bus situation at all, or?
Yeah. It was a party bus, or was it a strip club deal, or was it a stripper? I'm kind of discussing all the details.
Well, I mean, basically, I imagine he got drunk and, you know, a bottle got hit over his forehead. I don't know if it was necessarily like, something that he planned out, but obviously it's gotten to be big news there. So do you think that this hurts the 49ers? I mean, they also had, or I guess it's
Ravens,
yeah. All right, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Jake wrote the joke is the point, but
I can't say that I'm surprised, and I gotta agree with the Jim Harbaugh comment you said about nothing good ever happens at midnight, after midnight, when you go out. And I can attest to that too. So we'll just leave it at that.
Oh, cliffhanger. That was like Seacrest style.
I'm picturing him like bandaging his champagne bottle wound on his head right now.
I know. Hammer, we appreciate the call. Fred the Hammer Ortiz down in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And Orange County, okay.
Kansas City,
Missouri. Now, thanks a lot for calling, Fred, and we look forward to your call soon. Again, in the future.
Okay, will do, buddy.
We love you.
Love you guys.
Big Ocelot fans.
I love you, Fred.
Fred, you got to listen to the Ocelot Robot CD, though.
I will. And I just got to give a shout-out to my man, Big Jim, out in Santa Fe Springs also.
He's a big listener. He's a listener of the show. He's a frequent listener. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, Fred. We'll talk to you soon.
Will do. Hey, buddy.
Thanks. Yeah. A lot of times I have my friends calling just say hi.
yeah, give us a pat on the back.
Yeah, it's all about me, guys. It's all about me. All right, Snake. I guess we got to make it a little tighter on the game.
Oh goodness.
No, okay. We got time. We got time. We're pretty early on here, so.
Okay. Well, in honor of Ocelot Robot, who has a fun creative name for the band, we are going to play the unique band name game.
Yes.
All right.
I have five questions for you, five categories. I will give you three choices each. You tell me which one is not a real band. Two of these either are or were real bands. One of them I made up. So you guys have to guess the one that I made up. All right. Question number one. In honor of Ocelot Robot, the category is animals. Which one is not a real band? A, Chickens on Smack. B, Armadillo's Revenge. C, Chocolate Bunnies from Hell.
Hmm.
I'm going to give the floor to Ocelot Robot first.
Can I talk to you guys over here for a second?
Is this, you got to watch out. They could be Googling.
I think we
right
got
now.
This one. I think we got it.
All right.
Go for it, Boogie.
The Armadillo one?
Armadillo's Revenge is not a real band?
Next correct. Question.
Okay, Justin Cross.
What was the last one again?
Chocolate Bunnies from Hell.
I'll go with Chocolate Bunnies from Hell. And then do we have Kareem on the line or no? Do we have another call? Hey, Kareem, you on the line?
He's not.
Okay. All right.
That's fine.
Well, all right. So I'm going to go Chocolate Bunnies from Hell.
Okay.
Wait, Jake, what's your guess?
Well, I made the question, so.
It'd be really embarrassing be if you got it wrong then.
Taking a 1-0 lead. Ocelot!
Oh! Hey. This isn't our first pony show.
I was going to. I should have known that they knew it because, like, literally within about 5 seconds, we got it. No, we're good.
They opened for Chocolate Bunnies from Hell last week. Yeah.
We just saw them.
Oh, wait, really?
Most people other than
Back
than
to Buffalo
Jake.
Is about them. I told you, it's a metaphor for chocolate.
Chickens on Smack were a seminal influence. You listen to our early work.
All right, category number two.
Seminal fluids. Go ahead.
Oh, goodness.
All right.
Category two is food.
Yeah.
Which one of these is not a real band? Is it A, Hamster Sandwich? B.
I hope that's a real band.
If not, we're starting.
It's about to be.
Cheesesteak Heart Attack. C, the Funkin' Donuts.
Oh. I'm going to go B.
You're going to go with Cheesesteak Heart Attack.
Yeah, I guess.
Ocelot?
We call bullshit on Hamster Sandwich.
The game has taken a turn. It is now tied. Oh. Justin Cross with.
Funkin' Bitches! Right. All four of you.
Hamster must be nice sandwich. To be he's best good. Friends with snakes.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All right, more we're all tied. Category three, sexual innuendo. Which one?
Aren't they all kind of sexual innuendo in one way or another?
Pretty much.
Hamster sandwich.
Hamster sandwich again.
It's like a rusty trombone.
We got shredding beef back there, so yeah. That should be the name of a band.
It really should. Yeah. Which one is not a real band? Is it A, Cherry Cream Pie, B, Hot Semen, semen spelled S-E-A-M-E-N, or C, Penis de Milo?
We're all in third grade here.
I know. And it's just, it's a tribute to music.
That's
that two
toughie.
Of these are real
that's
bands.
Can you repeat the question?
Slower and in your
I'm
deepest
sorry,
voice.
I'm sorry. I had a really weird softer. Picture in my mind.
Okay. A, Cherry Cream Pie.
All right, Jake. I'm ready for my answer.
Okay. Ocelot.
Get him.
We agreed as a band just now the false band is Cherry Cream Pie.
Justin Cross.
What was A?
Cherry Cream Pie.
What was B?
Hot Semen.
What was C?
Penis de Milo.
I just wanted you to repeat them. I'm going to go B, Hot
Semen.
We're going
to go Hot Semen.
Yeah.
Taking a 2-1 lead is Ocelot Robot.
Oh!
Oh man.
We got two more left. We have time for two more.
Any other brain busters?
Winner gets some hot semen.
Winner gets a hot semen CD.
Yeah,
yes.
The box set.
Inside a hamster sandwich.
Volume 3.
Category 4, Johnny's. Which one is not a real band? A, Johnny Appleseed and the Rotten Cores. B, Johnny Uterus and the Fallopian Tubes. Or C, Johnny McPenis and the Ass Clams.
First of all, I think it's pronounced Unitas.
I'm going to have to go. I think we're going to go with B so that we don't have to pronounce C again.
Yeah, take it, man.
I'm going to go A.
You're going to go Johnny Appleseed and the Rotten Cores.
No. I want to switch it to C.
You're going to switch it to Johnny McPenis and the Ass Clan?
Sorry, it's too late. There's no time to switch. I'm just kidding.
All right. Nobody got a point that round.
Oh, it was A!
Johnny Appleseed and the Rotten Cores is
wait,
the
wait,
only
wait.
One.
Mark, that's the one you made up. Martin negated. Oh.
So, just for the record, I would like to say that I would be honored to meet Johnny McPenis and the Ass Clamps. oh my goodness. We're going to have to get them on the show. Mm-hmm. All right, so, Ocelot, just a little quick recap. Ocelot is up 2-1. One question left. You can either tie or they will win.
All right.
Category 5, just labeled, what the fuck? Which one is not a real band? A, Gay Bikers on Acid. B, Rottweilers with Roller Skates. C, Hitler Stole My Potato.
I'm going to go B. By the way, if you guys haven't paid, he's really good at these games. Like, he can pump these games out, like,
it's
really
amazing.
Quickly. Yeah.
I worked on this for 7 hours.
Yeah. It shows.
Ocelot?
We're going C, Hitler Stole My Potato. That's our answer. That's made up. You made that up.
Hitler Stole My Potato is a real band.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, did Justin Cross tie the game?
Yeah.
He did, folks.
Arm wrestle.
I'm down, but I'm not out, guys.
The game ends in a tie, but there are more of you than there are of him, so you, by default, are the winners.
I can tell you, we definitely are, well, not me, but everyone else is really old, so we're definitely older. So we got that.
No. I mean,
I'm just kidding. Easy joke.
We got real silent on that one.
When you're picking bands like Hitler and the Hot Toad or whatever the fuck it was.
Hot Semen's a great band. Yeah. All right, they've got it. I don't know what it is.
Are any of those bands, like, have they made it on the chart? I mean, are any of them?
Incredibly doubtful.
No.
I'm actually surprised, Nate, that you didn't choose B on that one, because animals doing human things. You know, Rottweiler and roller skates.
That's true. I thought I heard of them, though, you know.
You might have.
Yeah. But they sounded familiar.
In your research.
Well, we are, that was a fun game, Snake. We I don't know what we call that game, but we'll make up a good name for that one. That was pretty good.
That's a great game.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, we'll do that again. That was good.
All right. Well, coming up next, we've got the Ring of Fire here in Sarcastic News Live. You can tweet us if you want to join the conversation, Sarcastic News 1. What's that symbol, Mindy? What does that mean?
That means let me know when you want me to hit the Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah, no. Well, we're going to go to break, then we'll be right back. Break. We'll do it. Yeah, we'll
do
it.
Is the break going to be some live music, or is it going to be...
Good question.
We'll do one more new song from Ocelot, and then we'll get them live after that.
All right,
I'm excited to hear them live.
Okay.
No, although I'm bummed that there's the drummer and the bass player aren't going to be...
Oh, they'll be dancing.
We're going to be doing something.
Okay.
They're going to be fisting in the corner.
Standing very widely.
That's right. Well, we will be right back here on Sarcastic News Live. Thanks for staying with us. We'll be right back.
It's on the radio, it's on your stereo, it's on the TV show, and in every quiz, the latest scene, through with broken dreams, it's on.
shout women now. It's just the latest scene through her broken dreams. It's all I ever say. It's what you make it. It's on the radio. It's on your stereo. It's on the TV show. And it never quits. It's the latest scene through her broken dreams. It's all I ever say. It's what you make it. We're lost in LA.
Back here on Starcastic News Live, guys. Wow, that was Lost in LA. I've heard that one before when Mark was here the last time.
That one's
I love
about
that song. Yeah, I love
it's
the,
about Buffalo.
The music video, oh, okay. Which is as we learned about chocolate. So yeah. I enjoyed the music video that you guys did to that. Tell me a little bit about that. I know we're gonna talk a little bit more later, but I want to know a little bit about the music video, because it's like you guys in a car basically going. Did you just go around like your favorite parts of LA or
exactly? Yeah. We went by all of our favorite spots, all like the bar we love.
Lots of Easter eggs, I think they call it in the video gaming world. Easter eggs.
What does that mean?
Nerd alert.
nerd test. Yeah, the Sports Harbor is in there somewhere, and actually, Sports Harbor is the bar that we had the idea. We're sitting around the table drinking beer, and Mark had this idea about what if we made a video, we all drive around with our head out the window. We said, that's the worst idea I've ever heard in my life.
Let me tell you how that conversation went.
And here we are talking about it on the radio. Yeah. So it was Mark's idea, and it was a fun day, man. We just spent the day driving around LA. All our favorite spots.
I was wondering why you...
What's that?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, snakes.
I was wondering why you guys kept driving by my house.
One of our favorite places.
One of our favorite spots.
Video cameras and everything. They're just, they're doing a music video.
Yeah.
No, they're just stalking him. Well, where are you guys performing tomorrow?
Tomorrow's at Molly Malone's. It's on Fairfax and Hollywood, and
great
it's
an
album release party.
Nice.
So it's no normal shows, an album release
it's
party.
It's going to be, what time, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock?
Yeah, show starts at 8. We go on about 9:30, playing with our good buddy Arison Kane, who's opening the show.
Awesome.
Don't miss him. And we got some tricks up our sleeves, Justin. We're doing some shit here.
All right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I hope the show is like, I haven't seen you guys perform live, but I want the show to be like a Blink 182. You know, have you ever seen their live performance? It's like them riding around and lighting each other on fire.
We're just like them with more guitar players and more clothes on.
More parkas.
That's like a really good answer to that. They play in parkas.
Thanks.
I say, so you guys have dignity. Okay, I hear you.
I don't know if you call more guitar players.
What little we have left.
Well, did Mindy leave? Okay. Now, we've got to find, because we've got our Ring of Fire. Now, our Ring of Fire, the way it works, it's actually like our most serious part of the show. So if you guys want to, throw in on that, we basically like to talk a little bit about what's going on in the world. And I don't know, is Mindy, no, she's gone.
Mindy, she stole your beer and she's gone.
She's going to go shred some beef. that joke's never getting old. That's
it's not. I'm using it tonight.
She's back.
Oh, there you're back. Hey, Mindy, you got the Ring of Fire queued up? You ready? I hope so. There we go.
Love is a burning thing. And it makes a fiery ring.
That's it, we just keep playing the whole time.
Bound by wild desire.
Actually, we're gonna wrap. There we go. And do we have Kareem on the line or no? Kareem, you here?
Yeah.
Hey, you got it. What happened? You had trouble calling in, huh?
I got through.
You got through the tons of callers.
Hello, robot.
Hey man, what's going on?
Not much. Chilling.
I told them they call you the Dream because you fall asleep during our shows. It's true.
Yeah.
That's why he wasn't calling in earlier.
Yeah.
Did Justin do the joke about the Ring of Fire going on the whole time or no?
Hey, I never do the same jokes, Kareem, okay? I never don't tell them my secrets.
Well done, Kareem.
Now, I want to get in this. I was telling these guys, it's a little more serious, but feel free to jump in, guys. We like to talk a little bit more about the kind of like a round table, if you will. And one of the topics we were talking about was Iran. They've got a new president, and it sounds like that he may be a little bit more, obviously more serious than Ahmadinejad. However,
bless you.
A lot of, I'm a Jim Jod. But, you know, we're going around the world. Like, Israel is very unhappy about this, about the U.S. entertaining talks with Iran. I want to know from, you know, the panel here, Kareem, let's go and start with you, Kareem. Is this a step towards world peace? In a way, can old alliances be sacrificed or altered in order to facilitate that? I mean, the thing is, we have a great alliance, right, with Israel, right? But if we start to talk to Iran in order to mend some fences, it's going to piss them off. So is it worth it? Is it worth it to go ahead and maybe, I don't say wreck a relationship there, but, you know, talk to the other side, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, I don't know when we got to the point as a, you know, a country, a society, a culture, overall, when we, someone tries to, you know, come to us and say they've changed and we're, you know, automatically extremely skeptical. And I'm not saying that it's wrong to be skeptical, but I think there's nothing wrong with at least entertaining it and kind of evaluating the validity of his, you know, his claims.
Right. And you know, I think that's the thing. I mean, if you're ever going to make, you know, make change or progress, you've got to sit there and start talking to other sides to some degree. And even Russia, for instance, working with them when it comes to other issues over there in the Middle East, you know, like that's obviously not a typical ally of ours in a lot of ways. But we're working with them. I want to throw it out to the whole panel here, but also Jake the Snake Crane, you got any thoughts on this?
Yeah, I mean, I don't have too much more to add. I agree. I think if we talk to them and it leads to peace, then that's Israel and other people who might not like that will see that and we'll see our intentions for it. And that's probably a good thing, you know, rather than just being too standoffish and not talking to them. We definitely should if it's going to lead to peace.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and this is another topic that we were talking about. I was thinking about earlier, though. So I don't know if you guys heard about the new pope, right? The new pope is now open towards women's roles in the church, abortion rights, homosexuality, like completely turning the Catholic Church on its head, so to speak, right? However, what do you guys think about that? Do you think that I don't know if any of you are Catholic or what you think about this, but how much relevance does it have nowadays, you know?
I think it's happening in everything. It's happening everywhere. In music, everything's being turned on its ear.
Yeah.
Because everything's moving so fast. So it's actually not that surprising. I think we expect this kind of extreme change everywhere. I mean, look at music. I mean, in 6 months, things change completely.
Right. You know?
And that's what's really cool about it. So yeah. I'm not ingrained in that world, but I imagine it's kind of exciting. I mean, these are pretty obvious human, you know, basic things that it's probably pretty cool to have that stuff introduced into your world.
If they can't evolve, then they can't survive, I think. You know, like, that's just the world we live in.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's if nothing else, it's a basis for survival. It almost seems, I mean, that's, again, we're talking about Iran. It's almost the same exact thing, right? They want to be relevant in the world. You can't sit there and alienate people as much as they've done. Now, my question, too, for you guys, as entertainers, as musicians, and in the entertainment world, do you feel like that entertainment can really make a kind of a real impact in society as far as changing, opening minds and all that kind of stuff? Or what do you think about that?
Yeah, it certainly can. I mean, if you look at the history of singer-songwriters, for instance, you know, like Dylan.
Yeah, baby.
I mean,
Bob Dylan.
Simon and Garfunkel, a lot of people in those times, they were making more political music than people are doing now. But, you know, what was that band?
Chumbawamba?
Yeah, Chumbawamba.
Who said that?
Because people...
That's Jake the Snake.
People were against thumping tubs for a long time, and now it's commonplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Reminds me a lot of our new song called Black Miniskirt, actually.
It's a great track.
There's a metaphor in there somewhere.
I was going to ask you guys...
Chocolate.
Did any of you guys get into music because of, like, that sort of... You know, I think... Yeah, you know, musicians tend to be more on the liberal side, or entertainers, comedians, and everything. But did you guys get in that world in order to, like, say something or kind of make any sort of change at all, or even down the road? Do you feel like it's, you know, you garner a platform and then you have something to say, or what do you think about that? Or did you just go in there to fuck bitches?
I think we as a band kind of got together for the purpose of having fun. And I think if we can have fun, then that fun will translate to other people. And if we can have a good time and have other people have a good time around us, then that means the world to us.
Yeah, it's definitely an escape. And you don't realize how much you need an escape until you get there, until you get to that place. And then you have to go back. And then you realize, I want to get back to that that place. So that's why I pursued it.
And yeah.
That's what we found in this band. We have a blast. I mean, we've played shows in front of 5 people, mm-hmm. and we're having so much fun up there. It's like, you know, at some point, it's your night. It's my right. Friday night, right. you know. And if somebody doesn't want to dance and they want to sit in the back of the room, that's their choice. But yeah. we have a blast. We have an absolute blast.
And it's the same when we play shows for as much as 10 people. We're still just having a blast.
And I want to kind of, we talked a little bit about the football player, but I want to ask, I'm going to start Kareem with you on this one, because Kareem played college basketball at Princeton. And I want to ask you about this. You heard about Jacoby Jones and the whole, you know, beer bottle incident with the stripper. What I want to know is, Kareem, do you feel like that athletes, you know, this was like this whole Michael Jordan, Charles Barkley thing from a long time. Like, are athletes or entertainers or people like, again, people with a platform, are they actually role models, or where do you feel like that they have a responsibility to kids or the public at all when it comes to this kind of stuff?
I think they do, because, you know, it's a complicated question, I think, because that is,
thank you,
to me, one of the issues with society is this, like, celebrity worship, and, like, the kind of looking up to celebrity. But because that is the way it is, I think they should probably keep that in the back of their mind before they go and break a bottle on whoever's head or whatever. I actually didn't even hear the story, to be honest. But
a stripper,
it sounds pretty brutal.
A stripper hit Jacoby Jones over the head with a champagne bottle at 3 a.m. on a party bus.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think, you know, you're talking about like a 24-year-old guy or 27-year-old guy, whatever, who, like, with like millions of dollars. I mean, it's just funny how different forums are looked at in different ways. Like, entertainment and like rock and roll would be like, yeah, you know, like, fuck yeah, you know?
That's a Thursday in Motley Crue.
Wait, what did he do? And did
Mark wants justice. Yeah.
Like, what did he do?
We don't know what he did, but the stripper didn't like it.
Yeah.
But he's not under, like, I didn't see the story. Is he, like, under fire for that?
No, not really. He's just kind of like,
see, that's the thing. Like, it was, I don't know. That was kind of the weird thing about it, was that, like, it was a story, but it was only a story because of what happened. It wasn't like, right. Oh, he got arrested for, like, battery or anything like that. It was just like, I was like, oh, yeah, that's kind of entertaining for 5 minutes, you know? And
yep.
Clearly, we're running with it. So
I think if it was the off season, it wouldn't be a story.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like when Romo goes to Mexico during the playoffs. I mean, he's working, you know. He only has to work 9 months a year.
Yeah. You
know? Well, it depends on
save
what
it
the,
for the summer.
Yeah.
Or what teams he play for? Maybe 7 months a year.
The Ravens are good. If he played for the Jaguars, that would be different. But that's my home team.
I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, man, let me tell you. I want to ask this real quick. Kareem, I got you on the line for another couple minutes here. You and I were talking about this a little earlier. You know, with the Pope, in the view of the church, you know, they're teaching, you know, and the apparent change, we talked about the apparent change with the new Iranian president. Which one do you think is more impactful? Is it the Pope opening up, you know, opening up the Catholic churches and stuff, or is it Iran and them, you know, their presence sort of evolving and acknowledging that there was a Holocaust?
That's a step in the right direction, I would say, for Iran. But I think the Pope is probably going to have more impact now, because it's something that we've spoken about before. It's like somewhere along the line, we've kind of lost this idea of common sense, right? And it seems like the Pope is a proponent of common sense. So I think that his kind of, you know, ideas about reform and how you kind of accept everyone, and everyone has, you know, an issue with, whether you're religious or, you know, whatever, your issue is with God, and it's not the place of the church to kind of deem one person worthy, another person unworthy. And he kind of has figured that out, I think. I mean, not figured it out, but he's kind of, that's the role, you know, that's the role he wants the church to take from now on.
I mean, you make a great point. I see any sign of problem. I mean, whether it's, I'm not Catholic, I'm not religious, but I like the idea that somebody with that kind of power is perpetuating ideas of open-mindedness. So
I agree.
I think that's important. Now, we, Jake the Snake, do you want anything to add to that, or
nothing? No, that was a good recap.
Well, Kareem, we appreciate you staying online with us, and hopefully the traffic won't be that bad and I can pick you up next time.
Yeah.
All right.
No worries, man. Thanks again.
Nice to meet you, Kareem.
Later, Kareem.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Hey, come to Molly Malone's tomorrow, man.
Yeah, see you tomorrow.
All right, for sure.
I'll buy you a beer, Mark Mutnansky.
All right, am I paying to get in?
His tab's open.
Yeah.
No, well, next question. Sarcastic news will flip the bill. I got you.
Nice. All right. Either way, I'm there. All right. See you guys tomorrow.
See you, man.
That's Kareem the Dream Maddox right there, our own social media guru. They call him the Dream because he, you get lost in his eyes, really. You start to dream. All right. Well, we're not going to go to a true break. What we're going to do is Ocelot's going to play another song for us, a live in studio song. What song is this one?
It's called Lately, Justin.
Called Lately,
yeah.
Which is about chocolate. And
I'm going to walk around with a video camera like I'm a grandfather at my grandson's T-ball game.
Love it.
You're embarrassing us.
Chaperone.
So,
looks like you've been practicing.
If everyone's ready here, this is a song called Lately by Ocelot Robot. They're going to be playing at Molly Mullins tomorrow night.
Lights came on, parked on the lawn and threw away the keys. 1987, fenders rusted, engines busted, tires down on their knees. Getting stared down by a blank wall, another nightfall falling down around me. And lately, it's the same old story. Gotta give away, so sick of standing still. Everybody's hot in California. I gotta warn you, you're never gonna wanna leave. Cause all the stars got a scar to show you after a drink or two tucked up their sleeve. Cause everybody's not what everybody says. Get into my bed and out of my dreams. So lately, it's the same old story. I gotta get away. So sick of standing still. Gonna find another thing to blow me away. Treating a memory for everything. That you'll never be the enemy. It never meant that much to me. Here is now and then it's all. The first and last have come to pass. Lately, it's the same old story.
That was awesome.
You did it!
Nice, Nate.
The best was, you guys are awesome. And I can tell this dude is, he's kind of the quiet one in the group. He's real nice. Mark's over there playing air guitar on his inner quad. Like, he's just like, I've never seen a guy play guitar on his groin muscle before. That was...
I got a yen thrown at me.
Can I have my $6 back?
$6 and what looks to
I think Mark got hit in the forehead with a beer bottle at the end there.
But what did he do?
Oh, man.
Yeah. Answer me!
We hit a speed bump on the party bus radio. And,
Oh,
hey,
man.
Good
that's,
job, guys.
That's, that was awesome. Ocelot yeah. Robot. You guys are playing at Molly Malone's tomorrow night. And yep. And that song was called Lately. That was, that. Honestly, that's probably my favorite song so far.
Track,
I thought
cool. Track three on the new record, man.
Track three on yeah. the new record. And the new record is called again?
Otheldo. It comes out tomorrow.
Okay, and Otheldo is, what is that about?
It's a chocolate? State of mind, really, if you think about it.
I like that. That's new. That's I like good. That.
So we actually all moved into a house together about a year and a half ago on Otheldo Street and lived together for a year and wrote this record.
It's
so.
Otheldo Avenue, but...
oh, man. That's like actually
potato.
Shut up, Greg.
Yeah. Jake and I are from Jacksonville, and Yellow Card, the band Yellow Card, is from Jacksonville, and yeah. and they have this, their big song Ocean and Ocean Avenue. Is that what it is? But it's yeah. actually Ocean Street.
It's Ocean Street, yeah. Yeah, just doesn't sound as good.
It's right. called Poetic License.
yeah, yeah, no, I do the same
Wait,
thing
really?
Every joke.
It's not the real name of the street?
No.
Kind of disappointing.
Marty's about to cry right now. And so folks can catch you tomorrow night, Molly Malone's, 8 o'clock. And I'm gonna get down there. I'm gonna try to get
Are
down
you?
There.
Please come. Seriously, yeah. we're gonna have so much fun. Gonna the show is gonna be loud and just high energy. We're gonna have.
What
a
do
really
you? Okay,
time.
Who's the most? Because I feel like all of you guys have like really like you guys are all, like I want you guys in here almost every week because it's like I get good. You know, like I get good vibes from you all. But so who's like the craziest on stage, though? That's what I want to know.
It depends on how you're measuring
yeah,
it.
If you measure it by...
by sweat?
By sweat. Because he has charged. By the way, these headphones are ruined.
Now. By the way, how do you measure sweat? Do you just have a bucket sitting underneath you? Or
well, how many myself, shirts you wear?
I weigh myself before the show. And then I weigh myself afterwards.
Nate goes through 3 t-shirt changes during yeah. the set.
I'm like Cher.
Oh, yeah.
Except sweatier.
And are you guys all from Los Angeles or no?
Negative.
No, we're all over.
None of us, yeah. yeah.
Really? Yeah. How did you meet again? How did y'all meet?
Well, we were in the elevator earlier on the way out.
You guys want to start a band? Yeah. There's a radio show we can promote our shit on.
They were going to call themselves Hamster Sandwich, but yeah. that was taken.
It was taken.
Unfortunately.
Too bad. Poetic license right there. Oh, and Mindy... We would promote your show, but your show is the same night tomorrow night too, right?
Oh man, yeah.
Mindy's
but we could promote my hamster Dizzy.
Oh yeah,
you were talking about hamsters. I have a hamster that is like the love of my life right now.
It's like a Syrian hamster, right? It's like
Syrian. She's endangered.
Yeah,
I have an endangered species in my apartment.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Is she wild in your apartment, or is she in like a cage?
No, she's in a cage, but I let her go out in her ball quite frequently. She has
I love
fun.
It when
she
you
lives
talk
a
dirty.
Good life.
Does she have a tiny leash?
You just walk her around, just like walk her outside. So what? Tell us a little bit about the new CD and what went into that and because
you said 3 years in the making. I mean,
yeah, we put out a record in 2010. We went on tour and we've been playing ever since and writing. We have this game we like to play called the song title game, which is actually a pretty crappy name now that I think about it. But
it's very similar to that game we just
your
played.
Name's better, Jake.
But we just sit around and drink Budweiser and come up with song titles and we take like 5 minutes and come up with as many as we can and then we read them out.
Mm-hmm. And then make fun of each other.
And then make fun of each other. Yeah,
actually, always making fun of each other.
It hasn't actually, yielded the most any point. Titles yet for any of the songs. But it's a good bonding experience.
Do you guys have a song from this album that is like a particular favorite for you or someone that stands out as a special one?
We probably all have different favorites.
I think so, yeah.
You know, my favorite's the last song, but that's the called Perfect Failure. And I don't know, man. It just speaks to me.
Greg, what do you think?
Yeah, Jim, what's your favorite, man?
You with the beard.
We haven't grilled you yet on that.
Probably Black Mini Skirt, because I get to hit really? The drums a lot.
A lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot of, man. Although Kenneth's good for that, too. Except it's only 2 minutes long, so.
Yeah, I like Kenneth, too. It's about my hair, actually.
That's actually a true story. Yeah,
yeah,
true story.
We wrote it
really?
About my hair.
Yeah,
that's a true story.
He used to have a blonde spot in the back of his head.
Really?
Yeah, weird birthmark. I got rid of it.
Named it Kenny.
No, I'm just kidding.
Named it Kenny?
We just died a little bit. We're in a recession. It's tough out there.
Do you guys all, because you guys all get along really well. Have you always got, I mean, you all lived in a house together. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. I feel like this never happened. Like, I hate Jake. Like before
Wait,
and after the show,
outside of the show,
we don't talk. No. But you guys seem like you actually really get along and like each other.
Well, yeah, I mean, we were sort of all friends before we started playing music. So we just kind of looked at each other and said, well, you play and I play. Why aren't we in a band already? And yeah. That's pretty much how it came together. Yeah. So We get along pretty well.
What do you do in like rough patches? You know, like Mark comes to you and he's like, oh, man. You know, freaking Nate, he's a dick. You know, like,
wait,
no,
I'm just kidding.
What have you been saying, Mark?
No.
Can I have my $3 back?
Well, in that scenario, Nate and Mark would go to Sports Harbor and they just kind of.
Sports Harbor is kind of, yeah.
Talk
therapy.
Talk it out over some.
Settle it over some Papa Shot.
Papa Shot. Exactly.
Oh, yeah, man.
Don't you dare bring that up.
Still bitter.
Other quick things before we get out of here. What? How long have you guys been together for total now?
We've been dating for about. I'm just kidding.
Go and step.
I need to get serious.
4 years?
Yeah.
2009? What day is it? What's today? Yeah, 4 years.
March.
2009.
So what should we expect? So you guys are playing Molly Malone's, and what else? Are you guys going to do a little mini tour? Are we going to see you guys playing some other spots around town and here in L.A.?
Lots of stuff going on this fall. We actually throw our own film festival. So November 9th, we're putting on the third annual Ocelot Robot Film Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
It's pretty rad. Justin, you got to come. It's amazing.
What does that entail?
It's two categories we give out awards in, short films and music videos.
Okay.
And we get submissions from all over the world. And we sit down and drink beer and pick the best ones, which is the best part.
That's awesome, man. Yeah.
We perform. We have other great L.A. bands perform. We've had people fly across the country for it. And we give out an award. And if there's a tie, we settle it with an arm wrestle. And
yeah.
That's the entire premise of the film festival.
I get why you guys did the arm wrestle when we tied earlier.
That's how we settle things.
Not many rules because rules suck.
Yeah, rules are kind of a bummer. They're kind of a bummer. But that's going on, and lots of new music. I mean, this record is really the tip of the iceberg. We've been working on it for a long time. We have a lot of other new songs. We're going to probably have something else out pretty soon.
That's awesome. Do we have, we're running very short on time here. We got to go a little late here, but do we have any more live in studio songs? We're going to do, we're going to play them out here with another one here on your MP3 snake, or what do we have here?
Another game maybe, Jake?
Or if we don't have anything, that's okay too. We're all right there.
We're right there.
Or we could talk about snakes.
Do we have anything, snake, or no? Okay, we got it. That's okay. Any last thing? Where can we catch you on the web, on Twitter, all that kind of stuff?
If you Google Ocelot Robot, we are all you're going to find. through to page 20 or something.
That's right. So just Google Ocelot Robot, and you'll be in good shape there.
Yeah, YouTube's a good place to start. Yeah. We have a lot of fun making music videos, and so a lot of our songs are represented there.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, I think we're about ready to wrap it up here. But guys, catch them if you're in LA. Catch them tomorrow. Molly Malone's 8 to 9 p.m. tomorrow, and also their new album entitled
Otheldo,
and that will be. Where can people get that?
Spotify, iTunes, my house.
I sell them out of my trunk.
Yeah. OcelotRobot.com.
OcelotRobot.com. Guys, thank you so much. You guys are awesome. And hey, we'd love to have you back.
Hey, thanks for having us, man.
Thank you
so
much.
Definitely.
Yeah, we really appreciate it, you guys.
Definitely. And you can also catch Ocelot, an interview with them on groundsounds.com.
Absolutely. We've got a review of Otheldo up right now on groundsounds.com, along with the recorded version of the song Lately that these guys performed tonight. It sounds fantastic both ways, guys. Love that song. So go check that out. That's it.
That's awesome.
Jacque.
Thanks for listening to Sarcastic News Live. My name is Justin Cross. Check us out online, sarcastic-news.com or Twitter, or at sarcasticnews1. Thanks so much for listening to Sarcastic News Live.
See, I've been here for 20 years. Padded is red beneath these wheels. Tattooed lines beneath our skin. No surrender, my Bobby Jean.